Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Joe Pace and the Shiloh Church Choir, It Is Well. I'm the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
When peace like a river channeled my way, when sorrows like sea I
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am so honored to have this man of God on Real Gospel for the very first time. He's hard to catch. I'm talking about the one and only Joe Pace. Joe Pace, my brother, welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here with the X-Man.
Hey, the honor is all mine. So before I officially get started here, I always like to say that there's someone who just found Christ yesterday. They're probably listening to this program for the very first time, and so they may have never heard of you or your music. And so let's introduce Joe Pace to those individuals. So, you know, how did Joe Pace first find the Lord, and you know, how did you grow up? You know, walk us through, give us a quick synopsis of your history.
Wow. Well, I was one of those young men, actually found Christ at an early age, actually out of high school, grew up as a preacher's kid, a pastor's kid, also an Air Force brat, so we moved a lot, but God is honest, growing up with my dad in church all my life, and had a affinity for music, actually played saxophone in the band, if you could believe it, and didn't know that this is what God had in store for me, to actually be in music ministry and to write, and that kind of developed over the course of my life with church as we moved and were relocated. And it was one day in church in Alabama that one of the mothers from the church threw me on the piano and said, you need to be making music. And from there, God just began to open door after door after door. And now 21 plus years later, I'm excited that God still allows me to do what it is He's called me to do.
Amen. So an Air Force brat. Now, I've heard of an Army brat. So you didn't think about going into the service?
I did. But when you grow up in that sometimes,
it's like growing up. It's like being in the service,
you
right?
Want to do.
Yeah, growing up in it is almost like being in it. Yeah, amen. So what are some of the places that you had the opportunity to visit that just really, you just said, wow, this is just amazing. You know, growing up, you having traveled, because I used to be in the Army, and there were some places that I would have loved to have gone. I got an opportunity to visit Athens, Greece. Didn't quite make it to Germany. That's where I wanted to visit as well. But where are some of the places that you've been that you just said, oh my gosh, this is just unbelievable?
Wow, it has been amazing. I actually graduated high school overseas in England. So that was an amazing experience for me. Once I graduated high school, did a semester there at Cambridge. And from England, you can travel to so many places. So from Sweden to Germany to we spent time over in Norway, believe it or not. And so these are some amazing places. And to just see how it expands you, your mind, both culturally and otherwise, and really opens you up to the differences in culture and so forth. And I think helps to make you more well-rounded.
Mm. So growing up traveling like that, did you get to go to church a lot when you were traveling growing up? Or you said you was a PK. So what's the difference that you've noticed growing up in worshiping overseas versus how we worship over here?
Well, most of it had to do with, we were on the base, of course, so most of our worship took place at the chapel services that were on base. So you got used to the Protestant chapel services on base there. But outside of that, you also realize there was a hunger for the basics in terms of Christianity. You could be in Japan and talk about how Christ loves you, and there is such excitement. And, you know, sometimes in the States, we're like, yeah, Jesus loves us, and He's supposed to love us. I mean, that's what Jesus does.
Yeah.
And we become so churched that some of the basic tenets don't excite us anymore. And there are still people that are so hungry for just the basics and to know that Christ loves them and cares for them. And we should never lose that even here.
Amen. When the church mother threw you on the piano, did you already know how to play somewhat? Had you taken lessons, or was that just the anointing?
No, sir. I played sax in the band, and so the church mother was like, "Well, you play music, don't you?" I said, "Mother, I'm in the saxophone. I don't know anything about." But it's the church mother. Mother Coleman was her name, and the church, you don't say no to the church mother.
That's true.
And threw us on there because our musician was gone that day, and began to peck around and learned that I had an ear. And from there, my parents would take me and drop me off at the church because we didn't have a keyboard at home or anything. And I'd spend hours there just working on music and developing an ear for that. And I'm thankful for that, that sometimes those folks and those mothers and those older saints see things in us that we don't even see in ourselves.
And praise God for your obedience. You know, praise God.
Yeah, for obedience or else.
Yeah, yeah. So how did you get your first record deal? How did that happen?
Wow, actually it came out of a workshop. We were in Colorado, of course. Came out of a workshop we were doing with then the late Reverend James Moore. And we did this big workshop and concert, and James had a connection with then Benson Records. And I guess it hit everybody at the same time, like, wow, a gospel choir out of Colorado. Nobody's done that before. And so I think we did the workshop in October. And believe it or not, we had a deal to cut our first project in January. And it all moved really fast from there.
Wow. That's something, man. Doors have been opening for you. So now the latest CD project is called Joel Pace Presents the H.B. Charles Jr. and the Shiloh Church Choir. Give us the synopsis on this project.
Well, praise God, it's the church, the Shiloh Church, church I happen to serve at as worship pastor. And H.B. Charles Jr. is the senior pastor there. We wanted to do another in the line of church projects with good church music that could be duplicated by churches. Didn't take you a long time to teach your choir and your praise team. There's a lot of great gospel music out there, but we wanted to do some things that were specifically for the church, things that you could do on Sunday morning. And so this project was kind of birthed out of that, what we do on a regular basis out of our Sunday morning worship experience. And these songs, a diverse offering of songs that just flow kind of out of that, that are reachable, low-hanging fruit, as it were, for every minister of music and choir director and praise and worship leader to teach their congregation and enhance, you know, worship experiences all over the country, prayerfully.
Amen, because I've been listening to your music for some years now, and one thing about your music is that it's also down to earth. It's also not only relatable for those church choirs whom I know are listening, all those choir directors that are listening right now, and they're going, hey, I don't have that project. I didn't know it was going to be. Let me go pick that up. There might be some music on there. Yes. I can go cover. And so
I promise you there's something.
Amen.
And no matter, it doesn't matter the denomination, doesn't matter the culture. And, you know, for me, I struggled with it for a while because for me, you got to do what God has called you to do. But when you're in the industry, sometimes you feel compelled to compete and you feel compelled to try to do things that others are doing. And God had to constantly remind me, what did I call you to do? And my call was to the church, was to the local body, and to write and produce music that was targeted and focused to that. Most musicians and, you know, singers will never be on stage in front of 10,000 people. They just do what they're called to do every single week, and they need tools and resources and ministry to help them do that better.
Amen. Like, for instance, the song It Is Well. You know, that's a relatable song to just the everyday layperson. So the choir person or the choir member can get behind it, but it also ministers very simply to the layperson, that person who needs to hear that relevant word. I mean, you make it so plain. You really do.
Well, our goal is, you know, with a song like It As Well, of course, it's classic hymn and kind of my arrangement of the classic hymn, which we should never lose in church, no matter how fancy we get. You know, hymns carry the theology of the church and have been here for hundreds of years and will be here for hundreds of years more after we're gone. So we wanted to do something that everyone could relate to. It As Well crosses every denominational line and wall. And we wanted to make it relatable to the Sunday morning choir and the church choir. And you're right, the message is timeless. You had an individual, Horatio Spafford, that wrote the lyrics after losing his two children, you know, in a shipwreck. And if you can write a song like, "Whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it's well with my soul after losing your children," then, you know, what does that mean for us struggling to pay a phone bill or rent? God has it under control, and we have to learn with whatever state we're in to be content and that it can be well with our soul.
Amen. What other golden nuggets can we expect on this project that you really said, you know what, I like this. I really like this one.
Wow. Well, there are a couple of kind of old school hits, like we redid the old Caravan, "Lord Keep Me Day by Day," and kind of did a choir version of that. For the CCM buffs, we did an arrangement of 10,000 Reasons, a real popular contemporary Christian tune, which we think will really resonate in Sunday morning praise and worship. And I'm also excited, I kind of did a Joe Pace medley as well that kind of celebrated 20 years of music that we've done, from back "Stir Up the Gift" and "So Good" and all those, and we kind of did a medley of that was kind of exciting as well. So something for everybody on the project.
Amen. I'm trying to remember the song. I hope I'm correct. Help me, Holy Ghost. It was a story about, I related to it being in a grocery store and not having enough money and just and knowing how it felt to ask God to make sure that my bank card didn't get me embarrassed in front of the, and that was in one of your songs, and I was like, man, he just knows how to tell those stories. I mean, you know, I mean, it's in the song. When you listen to it, you go, yeah, I know. Thank you, Lord. I've been there. So yeah.
Sir.
What? So as we wrap up, what city are you in right now, and what's the name of your church and the location?
It's in Jacksonville, Florida. It's Shiloh Church. We actually have two locations, downtown Jacksonville and one in Orange Park, Florida. If ever you're in town, please come by and see us and pop in on us. We're still traveling quite a bit, doing workshops and so forth, and teaching others about worship ministry and music ministry. So that keeps us kind of busy. And we're looking in the near future to look at a children's project as well.
Amen.
Kind of missing in the gospel lexicon and relevant, age-appropriate children's music that kind of has a little bump to it as well. So be looking out for that in the near future.
Amen. And it's so needed. So needed. Looking forward to that. The one and only Joe Pace. Look out for his CD project, Joe Pace Presents the H.B. Charles Jr. and the Shiloh Church Choir. It's available now. How can they find it, my friend?
Wow. Everywhere good gospel music is sold. Of course, on our side, our website at shiloh.church. iTunes, all digital media, you can find it. Get your hands on it today. For every church, every minister of music, it's one of those that you should have in your collection.
Amen. The one and only legendary legend himself, Joe Pace, thank you for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
God bless you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.